Hi guys, welcome back to the Balanced and Empowered Fitness Podcast. Hannah Polly here. Hope you guys are all having a great week so far. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Let's dig in. Okay, so I feel like this topic is going to be so helpful for so many of you because a lot of times if you're on any type of like nutrition plan, whether it's you're doing macros or you're on a meal plan or whatever it may be, you're trying to make healthier decisions. A lot of times where people fall off or have issues is when they're thrown out of their normal routine. Okay, so what I mean by this is like, let's say that you are going out to run errands and, time slips by and, you're stuck in traffic for an extra 45 minutes than you planned or whatever it may be. And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm starving. Like, you didn't have meals and things planned, right? So, a lot of times, what happens here is, people tend to resort to like, more convenient options like fast food, right? And which you're, not that you can't have fast food and still see results once in a while, balance is everything within moderation, but it's not going to be the best decision. You're probably not going to feel the best. And it's so important to understand there's other choices and things you can resort to outside of just going through a drive-through, when this thing happens or when this type of thing happens. And like I said, we're human and these types of things are going to happen. You can be the most prepared person on the planet, but if things just don't go as planned when you're out and about, like it's really common for this to happen. So I'm going to give you some tips on how to make good decisions when and if this does happen, and tips on like how to avoid, not having an option as far as like food and stuff as well. So let's dig in. Okay, so like I said, these are scenarios when you're out and about and you're kind of stuck on like, gosh, it's been 3 hours and I'm starving and I haven't eaten anything and I still have like 45 minutes till I get home. You're gonna want to eat, right? I always like to tell clients, like, if you are in a place where you're kind of like, I don't like to say stranded, but you're in a place you're like, huh, I either don't eat for a few hours and I'm starving, or I eat something that maybe isn't the typically what I normally do. I'd rather you eat than go hours and hours and hours and hours without eating, right? Because it's like if you do that, you're gonna get to a place where you're starving. And when you're starving, you're probably not gonna make the best decisions when you get home or whatever it may be. It can lead to binge eating. So I always say if you're starving, eat something. This is my favorite, and this is always gonna be a game changer. Utilize your local gas station, okay? Utilize it when you are out and about, and like I said, there's a slip up or you're stuck in traffic. Instead of pulling into the closest McDonald's or Wendy's, pull into the nearest gas station. And if you really look, there's tons of options to stay on track, especially high protein options. So what I like to do when this happened to me in the past is there's usually at most gas stations, there's pre-made protein shakes in the refrigerated section. Now, yes, they're pre-made. Yes, you're gonna have some artificial sweeteners, but like usually they're low sugar. Like I said, it's not gonna be as good as like a home cooked wholesome food meal, right? But it's still gonna be better than getting like a burger from McDonald's. So looking in the refrigerated sections for protein shakes like Muscle Milk, Core, Premier Protein, just depends on the gas station. But there's usually always an option there. So getting a protein shake and then like a piece of fruit. So you guys have probably noticed in some gas stations they have like baskets of fruit sometimes. So there's like bananas, there's apples, there's oranges sometimes. It just kind of depends. There's even sometimes refrigerated sections of like cups of like grapes and pineapples and cut up strawberries. Utilize that. So, like, what I'll do when I go in a gas station, depending on what I need, I'll go in, I'll grab a pre-made protein shake, and then I'll grab like a big piece of fruit. I'll usually go for like a banana or an apple, or if there's a refrigerated section, if there's like a cup of berries, like strawberries, blueberries, or raspberries, I'll probably go for that instead. It just depends. And that is going to tide you over until you get home, right? Because you're getting a lot of protein from the protein shake, you're getting some carbs in from the fruits and some nutrients. Also, too, like other things at the gas stations, almonds. So sometimes they have like little snack packs of almonds that you can eat. So you could even grab that. It's like a protein shake, a little pack of almonds just to help add some fats, add some more calories, help tide you over a little bit more, and like a piece of fruit, and you're gonna be good to go. And that's gonna be a way better meal than resorting to like a burger and fries or a chicken wrap at a fast food restaurant. There's also like beef jerky and turkey jerky, and there's protein bars. Not that protein bars are the best, not that jerky is the best for you, but it's like I said, I think those are better options, especially calorie wise, versus like going into going through a drive-through. So utilize the gas station. A lot of times there's going to be a gas station near you closer than a fast food restaurant. So utilize that and use those options. There's typically always something that you can grab that's healthier. Another option is if there's like restaurants around that are like dine-in, but calling ahead and picking up something from there versus going to a fast food restaurant. Now, I know it's going to take a little bit more time, but what I like to do in situations like this, if you're like, oh, I really don't want like a protein shake, or maybe you're someone who can't have these protein shakes because you have like a food allergy or whatever it may be, like let's say there's like an O'Charley's or like a Texas Roadhouse or a Longhorn or an Outback, something like that. Look at your map and say, okay, there's one like 10 minutes down the road. Let me call and order something, so something like you can get like a wholesome, healthy meal. Like, you can get like a sirloin steak, ask for no butters or oils, ask for a plain sweet potato, a cup of broccoli on the side, no butters or oils. You order that, you run in, you pick it up, or even do curbside pickup. Boom, now you have a meal and you're not stranded. And like, yeah, like I said, it's gonna take a little bit more time than going through a drive-through, but really not that much time if you can call ahead. So utilize your maps and utilize sit-down restaurants because there's going to be healthier options. Typically you can't go to a fast food restaurant and say, oh, I don't want oil or butter on this. Like usually like those things are already like pre-made or it's not really anything they can control. But when you go to when I say a sit-down restaurant or a dine-in restaurant, like those examples I listed previously, like Longhorn, Outback, places like that, you have more control over the quality of the meal and what you're eating. So that's always a really, really good option. Now let's say you have to resort to fast food, which I always say leave fast food as the last resort, okay? Because not that, again, it's not gonna like if you know if you're really consistent and you have, sorry, my hand keeps hitting my water bottle. That's what that noise is. I talk with my hands when I do these podcasts, but let's say you have to resort to fast food for whatever the reason may be. Try your best to like a really good example of this, like let's say there's like, okay, you're in some town where there's literally only like a McDonald's and maybe the gas station doesn't really have any options. Do something that's like just be smart about portions, okay? And I've done a podcast on this before about like eating out, but just to like quickly review that, you always want to try to resort to like finding a protein source and a veggie source and not overdoing it. So like for example, if I went to McDonald's, what I would get is I'd probably order like a grilled chicken sandwich, and then I would just eat the chicken off of it. Like I wouldn't eat the entire sandwich just to avoid, like, not that I can't have carbs, not that you can't have carbs, but just avoid the processed like buns. And then I would get like a little snack pack of apples or something, even though there's still probably preservatives in that. But you get it, it's not gonna be perfect. And maybe like a salad and just eat the chicken by itself with the apples. So like you can get creative. The thing is that you just don't want to overdo it. If you eat a burger, you know what? It's not gonna be the end of the world. it's not like you do it often, but I'm just giving you guys these options so you understand how to make these educated decisions, when you are thrown out of your routine, because it will happen. At some point, or if it hasn't already, it usually sometimes these things will happen. Another option too is doing things like Chipotle or Qdoba. I'm trying to think of some like Moe's. There's another one that's like really good. They have quinoa there, and I cannot think of it on top of my head. But places like that where you can like build a bowl, that's always a really good place to stop too. Yeah, again, Chipotle kind of gives me the ick a little bit, I'm not gonna lie, but a lot of times I'd rather get chicken and rice. I just get a bowl with just chicken and rice and maybe some Chipotle sauce instead of getting like a burger from McDonald's. Like I feel like the quality is gonna be a little bit better with Chipotle. You're gonna be a little bit less saturated fats, a little bit less trans fats, and just like an overall better, more filling meal. And like just like better macros too, so higher protein, not as high on like the carbs and fats. So those are all options. Like I said, the gas station is always a game changer. That's what I always like to do. Or like the call ahead at a sit down restaurant because like it's going to be a more wholesome meal doing it that way. But I understand that can take a little bit more time. So if, like you're in a rush or whatever it may be, that might not be ideal. And then another option, this is a way to avoid having to ever stop anywhere. Okay. So I've had clients this before. If this has happened to you before, just like, I mean, for anyone, you can do this. Keep a tub, if you can have protein powder, keep a tub of protein powder in your car. Just keep it in there. And like maybe just like a few plastic cups, stick it in like the little pockets on the back seats of like the driver's seat, passenger seat, stick it in there or wherever. And that way, like you have an option. And I would always also keep some a few plastic knives so that we have something to stir it with. Or you could even keep like an empty shaker cup in there. And that way, a shaker cup or like a blender bottle is, I call it a shaker cup, but they're called blender bottles. So that way, if you have to, like if you're like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna like, I'm not gonna be home when I thought I was, you can always just make a quick protein shake, one or two scoops, throw it in your, you already have your powder, you have your shaker cup or plastic cups, throw it in, drink it. That way it tides you over at least a little bit. At least you're getting some protein in and you're not going to be left with like just not eating anything for hours. And that can help save time and not like you won't have to stop anywhere if you do that. So that's always like a really, really easy option too, is just keeping that. It's just like a little safety net. And especially for like clients or anyone who where this has happened to them a few times and like you don't like getting stuff, you don't like having to like spend the extra money at a gas station or at a restaurant, that's always something you can do, and just that way it's like a precaution. But again, whenever these things happen, don't get discouraged. We're not fitness robots. These things are going to happen. I want you guys to have the understanding and have the education on how to make these decisions when you are thrown out of your team. Because like I said, that's typically where a lot of times people feel discouraged or they feel like they fall off track is when, it's really easy to stay on track when you're like at home or like you're in your normal day-to-day routine, right? You pack your meals, you have your food at home, but when you're thrown out of that routine is really when you're tested. So I want you to have the understanding of, having the education to make these decisions and, not freaking out or having to resort to like, a bad meal. I don't like to say bad meal, but a meal that you don't feel the best about, right? Like at a fast food restaurant. Sometimes that can kind of lead to, oh, well, I had to resort to fast food. So, my day's ruined. I might as well eat this and also eat this. And sometimes that can kind of lead you back into bad habits. So I hope this makes sense, guys. Short and sweet here, to the point, how I like to do it, keep you guys educated. If you guys ever have any questions, my socials are always linked below. You can always shoot me a message on my page or the podcast page. If you found this episode helpful, please, please, if you're on Spotify, leave me a 5-star rating. If you're on Apple, leave me a review with a 5-star rating. Every rating and review really helps me. And I always like to have feedback on how you guys are liking these episodes. I always like to tend to what helps you guys. A lot of feedback I've gotten is you guys like these short and sweet to the point podcasts where it's helpful. So that's what I continue to do. So if you ever want anything different, I'm always open to suggestions and ideas. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this was helpful. And I will see you guys on next week's episode.